into NVY testing.
Questionable spot, though.
Thanks for coming back to me. I'm testing out Echo Link. I just installed a new 2-meter antenna at my QTH, and I was trying to see if I can get into 610. Still can't reach it, but I can get in and receive. I can get in via Echo Link and receive on my end here. Over.
Whichever message you're using right now is working. I've been monitoring for about 10 minutes, and I have not heard anything previous to this.
Came on this, and yeah, that's why I came in for the call. But I appreciate you coming back, and I can pick you up on the radio pretty good, and come a little scratchy in on Echo Link. Over.
Not sure between me and the repeater right now, but so I may not be coming through.
Roger, understood. All right, well, appreciate you coming back. Call sign is November 2, November Victor Yankee. Name is Jay, and I'm located in Lake Lure. So appreciate to make your acquaintance on here, and I'm going to go back to seeing if I can make this sound a little bit better. 73s, this is N2NVY.
Very good. KO4ZEW, this is Ben, as in Benjamin Simpsonville. I'm mobile, and we'll glad I can help you out.
Hey, Jay, KO4HGX. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
He sounds busy, whatever he's doing.
Jay, I'm doing good, Ben. I'm driving. But Jay, good to hear you over here on the 610, and, what kind of antenna did you put up?
4BKB, testing.
BT station, this is KO4HKX. You're making a repeater.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I took down a... I'm coming in through Echo Link right now because I can't make it in from my station. I need to get some more power behind it. But I put up an Ed Fong tri-band antenna. That thing seems to have always worked great for me. I took down a tri-band J-pole that I picked up at Dayton, and just had some limitations in there, and I've been trying to extend my range, but the Ed Fong gets up a little bit higher for me, so it's nice to be able to dial in and hear you guys from here. So I'm just kind of doing some testing and everything. Over.
Roger that, Jay. I was just curious what you were doing. Been helping Gary down here with his antennas and easily. We had to pull them down and restring them during the storm. Some of the support strings had broke. So we pulled it down today and worked on that. And I'm heading back up the mountain now, so good to hear you in here. And Ben, you're wherever you're at, you're pretty scratchy into the repeater.
He must have dipped out. Yeah, I'm using Echo Link right now to get in, and for some reason it's hanging on transmit, so I have to shut it down when I'm done talking. But I'll get it worked out, and I know I can get in and out, and so I'll get everything sorted, and hopefully I can get in some of your check-ins some of these nights. So good to talk to you, and I'm sure I'll talk with you online here a little bit later. We might do some JSA call tonight, possibly. So I'll send you a message. This is N2NVY. 73s, good to hear from you.
Jay, good to hear you. And, yeah, just shoot me a message. I've got to go home and work on my station now where I tore it down. Still haven't got it back up 100%, so I don't know if I'll be ready tonight or not, but we'll see. But good to hear you in here. KO4HK, mobile.
Patrick, N4, is that okay?
Afternoon, Shane. Hope you're having a good day out there.
Good. Enjoying the weather, just cruising through the pickup, so I'm ready to be home for the weekend. I heard you were helping Gary. Everything go well?
It went good. It's just handling that big old beam. took a little bit of skill and art, too.
The two of you and Miss Joy, I'm sure you could figure it out.
It wasn't no big deal. It was just trying to get everything managed in the tight area that we were in. So, but we got it.
Well, be careful going back up the mountain.
That I went over and was going to pick up the trailer with donations in it, but I was able to squeeze it all into excursion so I didn't have to drag the trailer and then turn around and drag it back. So that's one less thing I got to do today.
Well, that was probably a wise thing to do. Save on fuel and time.
Roger that. That was the plan. Put a little effort into it now and save it later.
What are you going to do this weekend? What are your plans?
Go over and work on my mom's old place. The basement flooded during the storm, and I got to go clean it out and see what kind of damage was done. It's just an old dugout basement, so it's not like it's a big deal.
Hopefully there won't be too much to do, and you'll be able to take care of it pretty quickly.
My mom, there's no telling, so we'll have to see what she had down there. I know there was a bunch of canned food, so I'm just going to throw all that away, but paying to throw away all that stuff is going to be expensive, I'm sure.
Probably easier than trying to go through it and check the dates and everything.
So, and like I said, it more than likely got wet, so we're not even going to try to save it, just junk it all out.
You have a bunch of cans with no labels on them. That would be fun to open up, you know, through the year.
See a bunch of cans with no labels on it. I'm sure of that.
From your place, it's her place.
The side of a yard from me, so it takes about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on traffic, to get there.
So your other property yet?
Up there last weekend, I believe it was. I got a few trees down, nothing major, man. Not even worried about them.
That's kind of to be expected if you've got any kind of woods. You're always going to have to be down somewhere.
Trees that were going to come down anyway, so no big deal.
There was no damage there. Well, I'm pulling into my next pickup here, so be careful going home. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
I'll be around for a while. I'm just down here where 253 comes out on Whitehorse, so I'll be around for a while. KO4HKX, mobile.